Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Well, Kendra, it happens to all of us. It happens to the best of us. Even if we set an alarm or two or three, sometimes our bodies just won't wake up.
But you know, we're in a new building now, so this morning, it's the first time that it's happened to me here, being here in the new place in Storage B. My body clock woke me up today. I did not wake up with an alarm clock, and I woke up very late. And, you know, you got to drive into Boston. We also now have to park in a parking garage, so it's extra time.
Right, walk across the street. We have to use a badge to get in through all the doors.
It takes time.
It takes a lot more time, yeah.
You can't just stroll right on in. And I was panicked this morning, but everyone's had those mornings. Everybody's had those late.
I could hear it in your voice, because we talk on the way in, and I could hear it in your voice. You were like, hi.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like, she's going to panic. Oh, no. We're in the new building. Oh, no. Like, what do we do? But I'm not the only one.
No.
People have been calling all morning. Yeah. They wake up late every day. Mm-hmm. I think we have Nathan on the phone right now. All right, Nathan, are you late? What's your story?
I am. I'm a school bus driver, and I overslept.
Oh, no.
What do you do if you're a school? What do you do for that, then? Because don't you have to pick people up at a certain time at certain stops?
You do. So what happens is, you're going to call the office, and they send out another driver for the late students, and then you just continue your route and just pick up your rest of the 17 students that I have to pick up.
I can't even tell you the panic I would be in if I was responsible for, like, other things. I mean, we're responsible here, I guess, to put the music on and not have dead air.
Yeah, but we don't have kids standing at the bus stop.
No,
did you just sleep past your alarm?
I did. So what happened is I set three alarms every morning, 5:30, 5:45, and a 6 a.m. I'm usually out the door no later than 5:45 because I have the 5:30 alarm.
Yeah.
And I get up, take a quick shower, brush my teeth, and out the door. So this time I didn't even hear the 5:30 or the 5:45 until the 6 o'clock alarm went off, and I kept getting snoozed one of those mornings.
And do you have that same feeling of like, oh God, what do I do first? And when, what do you do when you wake up like that?
Well, you know, I freak out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be late. Oh my God. I'm probably going to get fired. Oh my God. And then I get that heat feeling. So I said, you know what? Let's just pull off at Dunkin' Donuts, get myself a cup of coffee.
Oh my God. I love that you're late. And yet. I love that you were late, and yet you had to stop at Dunk's and get a coffee.
You know, it's a Dunkin' Donuts thing, you know, especially from Salem, Mass. You got to deal with that witchy traffic.
I love you. That you are our people all day long, because that is such a Sue and Kendra move.
Oh, my God.
You got to get a coffee.
I'm late, but here I am with my hot, steaming coffee.
Absolutely.
Oh, you are the best.
So now are you racing to try to catch up with the bus?
I am. Actually, I take the bus home, so I'm actually racing to get into town, downtown, which is my first pickup.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I love you so much. I really do. You are incredible, and I love that you're right in the chaos with us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate that you're listening to us.
Of course. I hope you have a great day today. You know, it's going to go great. Don't worry.
We need you every day in our lives. Have a good one. Drive safe.
Will do.